Once again, protesters have taken to the streets across the country to call for the swift transition of power to the acting president and the departure of Saleh's regime's remnants. Outraged protesters on the streets of Sana'a renewed their call for the resignation of Ali Abdullah Saleh, who's receiving medical treatment in Saudi military hospital following the June 3rd attack, and said they will accept his return if he will stand trial.
We are going to file a lawsuit against Saleh for the crimes he's committed. So if he returns, he'll have to stand trial.
Similar protests took place across the country, where in Saada protesters chanted anti-government slogans and called for the non-interference of Saudi and American countries in Yemen's affairs. As protesters are demanding the ouster of Saleh's relatives, Saleh's oldest son, Ahmed made a statement that he's taken his order from the acting president, denying the report's claims that he's running the state's affairs during his father's absence. Ruling party's officials confirmed that Saleh would return soon. They also confirmed reports that Saleh would transfer power to the parliament and call for early elections. Sunday's clashes between the government forces and armed tribesmen in Arhab and Nahm regions to the north of the capital resulted in the killing of one person and the injury of several others. The clashes started when the opposition tribesmen prevented the mobilization of Republican Guards armored vehicles, claiming the government forces were attempting to make offensive on the protesters at the chain square. As the political and economic situation is worsening in the Arab impoverished country, political analysts predict that Yemen is under the regional and international domination regarding the fate of their country's political future.
There are regional and international interests in Yemen. The U.S. is willing to change the political scene in its favor.
As government officials predict that Saleh would return Yemen, anti-government protesters seem relentless to continue their uprising until they achieve what they call their revolution's goals. Muhammad Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.